creating and selling companies. There's a huge problem in product creation. A lot of products come with expiration dates. And we are not just talking about fruit here, but some of the biggest product ideas that exist today. Apps for phones, themes for websites, even Electron desktop programs need constant support. This may seem obvious until you compare these support needs with a finer category of products. Let us call them static products. My favorite example of a product is a seemingly trivial series of backgrounds. Imagine something made out of blurry circles that borrows from colors of steel, for example. Imagine offering that resized, cropped, and masked to allow for transparency for all common resolutions, from Apple icons, 1024 by 768 desktop size, to 1080p, 4K, and 8K. This is something you put in a zip file, upload to Creative Market, for example, and never have to maintain, debug, upgrade, patch, secure, or refactor. This is a product that never expires, that never becomes incompatible or old. The effort that goes into maintenance of applications and less static products is so massive that at the end of the day, it may seem like making a little bit less money would be kind of better, maybe. Companies obviously want to maximize profits. They will jump at the most complex thing that sells at the highest price. But the truth is that both simple and complex products can make big money. But it is only the simple products that will only present simple problems. And that is a magnificent power. I propose that rather than you making complex products, you automatically generate simple ones with custom software that you never put on the market. And then, once everything blooms and you have 100 products that look okay, you then turn around and sell the company and make a new one. And the first thing you are going to tell your potential buyers is that your company sells simple products that require no maintenance, that have no expiration or bugs or security issues. A person who wants to purchase a company does not want to support all the copies of the product sold thus far. They just want to sell, get their money back, and make some more. This custom program that greatly helps with static and non-complex product generation isn't ever sold to a customer that will open a dispute or cause a chargeback. It is an internal company program, probably one of many, guts of which can be insecure because it just creates products and never touches the internet. No potential buyer of your company will be worried about it. They will be extremely curious, and it will be well in their power to pay someone to add or tweak or fix a feature. It will be seen as a factory asset, a good thing, even if it is somewhat quirky somewhere. I don't want to be too technical here, but if this program ever does have unusual requirements, just put it in a virtual machine where its run environment never changes. You can then expose a port to connect to over the network, and you have a web user interface to generate your products. Easy peasy meow. This means that the program is set up once and never needs to be reinstalled. It just runs on that machine. If any dependency does change, the virtual machine can be reverted back to an earlier state. App publishers can't do this. They are forced to upgrade frameworks, rebuild applications, release new builds, and always, always, always monitor for bugs and security problems. Now let us expand on this desktop background idea and move into A4 backgrounds for brochures. Maybe even blanket designs for actual blankets, and even high-resolution car wraps for ultimate madness. And yes, let us upgrade this program to involve humans. While it is great to have your product generated purely by a machine, once you see that you are making a little bit of money, why not use some of that money to employ an internet artist to make a unique design for you? Something more elaborate than computer-generated graphics. How about a horse? It will look great on a blanket, car wrap, desktop background, even as a t-shirt and an app icon. I believe that good companies are built with zero down, no upfront costs. This idea has been a fine and fair teacher of mine. But I am certain that a lot of people will dislike the idea of automatic generative products, this custom magical program that does all kinds of magic on a virtual machine. It may actually be better this way. All we need to create a product is a unique image, and there are many marketplaces where one can request a quote for one. They go for maybe $200. I will say, though, that it is probably best to contact local artists. And even better, to learn to use GIMP and create your own abstract graphics. Always stick to learning and mastering open source software, because then a company can't take away your program by raising prices. In my mind, at first, it is very important that you learn how to use GIMP, as this will help you invent even more products. GIMP will lead you to Krita and Blender and all kinds of other programs. Background images are my favorite example, as I have actually made over $100 selling just a simple background alone. It was just actually 6 pixels that I resized to 4K dimensions, and they blurred together and created a very nice design. The colors were randomly picked. An honest $100 is a big deal in multiple dimensions, because you then have a real company that you can sell. Please take a look at #BuildSell30, a community of business builders that spends 30 days creating tiny companies and then hope to sell them on MicroAcquire. You should treat this as an exercise, because this is just training. An exercise that will help you invent more powerful ideas later on. It will help you build even larger companies and help you learn more about outstanding open source programs and the possibilities they open. While you do need to learn to rapidly launch websites, it is not all that good to host your own website at first. I encourage you to build up a simple portfolio of products and maybe custom graphics and publish it on Dribbble or DeviantArt or something similar, where people can appreciate it as your portfolio and a catalog of your creative ideas. When you have 15 or 30 items, apply for a seller account on Creative Market. Once you reach your first $100, turn right around and search for a buyer of your company. Make sure to create separate email accounts and passwords so that you can easily hand the little company away. If you can't sell it, even on eBay, then expand your online presence with a digital goods store based on existing open source software and some extra advertising. The creative market setup is a safer idea than self-hosting, but some buyers may prefer a self-hosted solution where they can do their own advertising without creative market taking a percent of sales, and they'll take care of all the security and credit card processing. In closing, I will list a few more ideas, as I only use desktop backgrounds as a tidy example. Rather than asking someone else to make an image for you, or even making it yourself on the computer, get a camera and go searching for horses you can shoot with the camera. Here, you are tasked with becoming a photographer, taking pictures of cities, graffiti art, mountains, and urban mornings. This is by far the best way to establish a fantastic portfolio. You might as well set up an account where you can share your photographs for free, and then try to sell some on a clipart website as well. A slightly more involved source of graphics is Krita. Here, you are tasked with becoming a digital painter. It's very easy. I encourage you to take a hair painting tutorial in Krita to see how something seemingly impossible at first takes but a few minutes to learn. Truly, it is very simple, so as long as you follow the simple little procedure and create a little dark to light palette that you can go up and down with. A variation on desktop backgrounds and beyond is texture sales. This product is aimed at designers that are yet to create custom graphics. Take a look at Creative Market Graphic Textures for a really nice example of what textures can be used for and what they look like and what it takes to create them. Textures are also useful for 3D modeling. There may be a few more extra files that you have to add to make a product, but this can be automated. To learn about texturing 3D models, take a few texturing tutorials and learn how to use Blender. It is very natural and extremely rewarding. Especially if you get into 3D printing, which I highly recommend, as it will constantly encourage you to learn more and more about 3D modeling. The worlds of 3D modeling and 2D painting are a pretty large step towards animation, and that means videos. People make good money from internet videos, and they are often in need of clip art, such as slow motion or time-lapse, and maybe even tilt-shift videos of cities or snow or nature or rain. Video products are very similar to graphics. Here you will film falling snow, urban sunsets, busy intersections, and sell that as moving clip art that others may include in their title screens or in the background of their credits or maybe even ads. My favorite spin-off product in this area is leaving a camera overnight to record full 24 hours of sounds and nature's commotions of summer days in parks and forests. You can offer that as stress relief or sleep aid products, especially great in winter. Creating couch to 5K or 10K workout programs is yet another idea worth exploring. Here, you would be building a video fitness company. Very cool. On the other side of video is, of course, audio. And here you have LMMS, another program you can study. This is to create custom music for your new product inventions. Simple drum songs go a long way to aid in workouts. And as with everything else, you can get local musicians to help you build up a fetching library of songs that will make your company shine when time comes to sell it. Yes, these are very simple products, but we must think about complexity when it comes to business. The business power of simple products lies in never requiring maintenance and thus creating a fetching company idea, especially when time comes to sell it. Try to view your companies as an internet business person who is willing to spend a few thousand dollars to micro-acquire a promising company. They will not be very interested in purchasing software that needs constant tweaking and security work. but dozens of high-resolution works of art that cover a range of purposes, from cool phone icons to interesting backgrounds, wall posters, and even blankets, or time-lapse videos of snow piling up, for example, or slow-motion birds or ocean, represent quite a headache-free library. Once you sell a company, just make another. Start with a simple logo and a short .com name, and keep going. There's just great power in simplicity, and we should learn to say no to complexity. The static products will simply not weigh your buyers down with maintenance bugs, security considerations, and even usage tutorials. With each product you create and with each company you sell, you will gain more and more confidence in your abilities and business experience. And eventually, you'll make a cool little company that you won't want to sell.